here.
Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith. For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I love that. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 and 2. Happy Thursday. It is so good to see you this fourth day of April 2013. My name is Joey Kroll. Yes, here we are. It's Thursday. I have to ask you, how was your Easter? Resurrection Sunday. Did you have a good time with church family and loved ones and so forth? Did you, the most important question was, did you have time to focus on what that day is all about? Yeah, we sure did. And our pastor, of course, did a great job on Sunday morning. And, you know, we had a great Easter. Spent some time with some friends and some family and enjoyed some downtime on Sunday afternoon, too. We didn't have Sunday night service, so that was quite nice to have the rest of the day free, get to relax a little bit, too. So regardless of what you did, I do pray that you had a chance to focus on what Easter is all about. Well, I'll tell you what I'm so excited about today, because right after the program today, we are officially on vacation. My family and I, praise God, my wife and I are going to be driving down to Gulf Shores, Alabama. Have you ever been down there? I've never been down there, but I hear that it's a beautiful area, beautiful beaches, white sanded beaches and clear water and so forth. So we're going to go down there by the Gulf, and we're going to drive down there and come back early next week, Lord willing, in one piece, but also most importantly, refreshed physically, mentally, and of course, most importantly, spiritually. So if you can just be praying for us and myself as we'll be driving down there and so forth. So be praying for us, and I'll, of course, keep you updated on how that went next Thursday. Hey, speaking of next Thursday, we've been talking about this for quite a few months now. It's the Merge Gospels Bible Study. Yes, the exciting Bible study that we've been talking about starting next Thursday night from 6:30 to 8. It is entitled the Merge Gospels Bible Study, and it's a 12-week study through the four Gospels. It's going to be a bi-weekly Bible study, and it's going to be hosted by our very own Mark Burns, and Pastor Jason, of course, is going to be at the Judah Christian School, 908 North Prospect in Champaign, every other Thursday, beginning next Thursday, the 11th, from 6:30 to 8. And the Olive Garden will be providing free salad and breadsticks for anyone who signs up and comes next Thursday night. Also, we'll have Columbia Street Roastery provide various blends of coffees and tea during our 12-week series as well. And I know Mark Burns, who is a very, very hard worker, working on some other stuff, other freebies and goodies for the community-wide Bible study. So there is some great opportunity for you to get fed physically and also spiritually as well. So there is still room for you. However, there's a small fee, $20, that covers all class materials for the 12-week Bible study. Again, it's going to be at the Judah Christian School, 908 North Prospect in Champaign, starting next Thursday night from 6:30 to 8 o'clock. To register for the Bible study, give us a call at 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, our devotion for today is entitled Life in the Valley of the Dry Bones. Oh, it's going to be a good one today, right after this song. It's called Christ the Solid Rock, right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, right here on Great News Radio. Yes, the Gettys and Christ the Solid Rock right here on the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends on Great News Radio. Well, this past Sunday, we had a chance to celebrate Easter. That's right, Resurrection Sunday, celebrating Jesus' victory over death and over the grave, and to pay atonement for our sins. We had a chance to celebrate that this past Sunday. And basically, a resurrection is life coming out of a dead situation. There are several situations in the Bible where we see people come back to life after being dead. In John chapter 11, talks about the death of Lazarus. It says, "Now a man named Lazarus was sick. He was from Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. This Mary, whose brother Lazarus now lay sick, was the same one who poured perfume on the Lord and wiped his feet with her hair. So the sister sent word to Jesus, 'Lord, the one whom you love is sick.'" Verse 4 of John chapter 11, "When he heard this, Jesus said, 'The sickness will not end in death. No, it is for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through it.'" It says in verse 5, "Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus." Now, as we're talking about a resurrection here, for a resurrection to take place, something must die. So we read about that Lazarus was sick. So doing the right thing, Mary and her sister Martha went to send word to Jesus and said, "Lord, the one whom you love is sick. Lazarus is sick." And Jesus said, "This sickness will not end in death. No, it's for God's glory, so that God's Son may be glorified through this situation." And the word specifically says that Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Now, there are some people out there teaching and some theology out there sharing that, hey, if you love Jesus and Jesus loves you, you're not supposed to get sick. So if you have come across a brother or sister who has that type of teaching, point them to John chapter 11, verse 5. Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. And something happens that just blew everybody away. Lazarus dies. Lazarus has been dead for 4 days, and Jesus finally came on the scene. And after Martha heard, we're going to pick up in John chapter 11, verse 21, heard that Jesus was coming into town. She says, "Lord," Martha said to Jesus, "if you would have been here, my brother would have not died. But I know that even now God will give you whatever you ask." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection at the last day." And Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one who believes in me will live even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die. Do you believe this?" Verse 27, "Yes, Lord," she replied, "I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of God, who is to come into the world." So in the midst of her situation, in the midst of her brother being dead for 4 days now, she confessed a faith still in God. Friend, let me ask you this right now. In your situation right now, do you express faith in the Lord? Do you trust that he is still the Messiah, that he is still the Son of God, that he is still the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Do you still believe that in the midst of your situation right now? Verse 38, "Jesus, once more deeply moved, came to the tomb. It was a cave with a stone laid across the entrance. 'Take away the stone,' he said. 'But Lord,' said Martha, the sister of the dead man, 'by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been dead for 4 days.' Then Jesus said, 'Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?' So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, 'Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me, but I said this for the benefit of the people standing here, that they may believe that you have sent me.'" Verse 43, "When he had said this, Jesus called in a loud voice, 'Lazarus, come out.' The dead man came out, his hands and his feet wrapped with strips of linen and a cloth around his face." What we just saw there and witnessed here in John chapter 11, that a man by the name of Lazarus was dead. He was dead for 4 days. By this time, if we were here this day and age, by the fourth day, we would be getting ready for a funeral. But Jesus showed up on the scene, spoke to Martha, also spoke with Mary. Martha, in the midst of her messed up situation, still confessed faith that Jesus was still Jesus. And he told them to remove the stone that was in front of his tomb. And he prayed, and he called Lazarus's name out, and the dead man came back to life. In Ezekiel 37, we read that Ezekiel was in this valley of the dry bones. He was in this valley where all the bones were just dry like dust. And he saw right before his very eyes, you can read about the same exact situation in Ezekiel chapter 37. And Ezekiel saw that God took each and every bone, dust, put it together, put flesh on the bones, and breathed life into each and every body. Friend, maybe you're in a situation like that today, where you feel like your life has just been like dust. I mean, it don't get any worse when your bones are like powder, and you feel like your life has just fallen apart. You feel like there is a death of your dreams, there is a death in your marriage, there is a death in relationships, and you feel like there is no life whatsoever. And when I share stories, and when you hear stories of Jesus calling Lazarus into life out of his dead situation, sometimes we think, oh, that's great, that was Jesus doing that stuff back then. But the Bible says, in Hebrews chapter 13, verse 8, it says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. The same Jesus that spoke life into a dead man's body is the same man that can speak life into your dead situation today, right here, right now. So what's the purpose of sharing with all this with you today? Friend, I just want to remind you to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Trust that God is able and trust that God has a plan for you. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28, it says that we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him. Sometimes God's definition of good is so not our definition of good. But the same God who spoke life into Lazarus's body, the same God who put life back into the valley of the dry bones is the same God who can do a miracle in your life. So I'm here with you today on this fourth day of April 2013 to remind you, trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Goodness of the Lord. Taste and see.
Taste.
Yes, that's right. Taste and see the goodness of the Lord. Well, happy Thursday, this April the 4th, 2013. My name is Joey Kroll, and thank you so much for letting me be part of your day, part of your Thursday. And don't forget, coming up tomorrow morning at 7:32, it is the Friday edition of Mark and Friends with Mr. Mark Burns, as he'll be in this seat tomorrow for the Friday edition. So hope you can join us for that. But until next time, friend, remember that you are salt and you are light, and you are the hands and feet of Jesus.